She pauses, about to open the latest from her mother, and remembering that she still hasn't replied to the previous two. Her mother is Cynthia at roseoftheworld.com, Rose of the World being an intentional community of sorts, back up in the red dirt country of Maui. Case has never been there, but Cynthia has sent pictures, a sprawling, oddly prosaic 60s rancher, set back against a red hillside and long, sparse grass, that red showing through like some kind of scalp disease. Up there, they scrutinize miles of audio tape, some of it fresh from its factory wrap, unused, listening for voices of the dead, EVP freaks, of which Case's mother is one from way back. Used to put Wynn's Ooher reel-to-reel in their very first microwave. She said that blocked out broadcast interference. Case has long managed to have as little to do with her mother's penchant for electronic voice phenomena as she possibly can, and this has been her father's strategy as well. Apophenia, Wynn had declared it, after due consideration and in his careful way, the spontaneous perception of connections and meaningfulness in unrelated things, and had never, as far as Case knows, said another word about it. Case hesitates, a mouse click away from opening her mother's message, which is titled, "Hello?" No, she isn't ready. She goes to the fridge and wonders what she'll eat before her departure and what she'll throw out. Apophenia. She stares blankly into the cold, beautifully illuminated interior of Damien's German fridge. What if the sense of nascent meaning they all perceive in the footage is simply that, an illusion of meaningfulness, faulty pattern recognition? She's been over this with Parkaboy, and he's taken it places. The neuromechanics of hallucination, August Strindberg's personal account of his psychotic break, and a peak drug experience during his teens in which he, Parkaboy, had felt himself to be channeling some kind of linear B angelic machine language, none of which have really helped. She sighs and closes the fridge. The street door buzzes. She goes down to let Pamela Mainwaring in, a 20-something blonde in a black mini and tartan print tights, a black ballistic nylon briefcase in either hand. Case sees a blue ant car waiting in the street. Its driver stands beside it, smoking a cigarette, his ear plugged with plastic, conversing with thin air. Everything about Pamela Mainwaring is fast, efficient, and intimidatingly clear. Not a woman who'd often have to repeat herself. They aren't even in the apartment yet before she's gotten Case to sign off on a suite in the Park Hyatt, Shinjuku, with a view of the Imperial Palace. "Part of one rooftop, at least," Pamela says, putting the briefcases down, side by side, on the trestle table. "That's a nice yellow," glancing into the kitchen. She unzips one case, exposing a laptop and printer. "I'll just check this again," she says, booting up. "You can use the return whenever you like and on any carrier, but you can also go anywhere you want, any time. My email and number's in your laptop here. I do all of you Batis' travel, so I'm 724. The screen fills with a dense freeze of flight schedules. "Yes, you're on." She takes blank airline tickets from an envelope and feeds them into the rectangular printer. It makes small, energetic buzzing sounds as the tickets emerge from the opposite end. "Minimum 2 hours check-in," adroitly assembling the fresh minted tickets in a British Airways folder. "We have an iBook for you, loaded, cellular modem. And a phone. It's good here, anywhere in Europe, Japan, and the States. You'll be met at Narita by someone from Blue Ant Tokyo. The Tokyo office is at your complete disposal. The best translators, drivers, anything you feel you need. Literally anything.